Yo.
Okay. All right.
Weak. So weak.
We're learning.
I thought we were doing a special guest thing.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for joining this one as well. Thank you for watching the NBA episode that we just dropped.
For sure.
This is my favorite time of year, though.
It really is your favorite time of the year, though.
Dude.
Anything, like, it really is Clay's favorite time.
Favorite time of year, man. I love March freaking madness.
Like, it's so much to do throughout the year, like Christmas and everything. Clay be like, hey, I'm ready for March Madness.
I'm ready for March Madness, man. The energy is just so different. Y'all can see, like, I've got, like, I mean, we got brackets on brackets.
But listen, that's also because you just can't decide who you think's going to win games, so you fill out, like, 12 bad. Brackets. So that's different.
Right. I don't hold myself accountable to anything, which is fine.
I got one bracket, but this one ain't good, so I'm going to do what you do. Hey, I'm about to make about six of these this year.
Yeah, hey, that's what I did. So before anything, though, stop what you're doing and go to the link in the description, link in our bio, and join our bracket challenge. You got one more day. One more day left. We're gonna be giving away $250 to the person that comes in first.
Not bad.
There is a link, like I said, in the bio. You go in. You have to type in a password. I'll put it either in the comment section or put it up on the video, like right here. But make sure you do that. Don't miss out on free money. Last year you had to pay to get in.
What's the limit on brackets? Just one?
Just two. You can only do two brackets per group.
It should be one.
Low key, yeah, but
it should be one.
We gonna mess with them though, huh?
Yeah. Give everybody opportunity, man.
Okay. I'm hating on y'all.
Everybody an opportunity.
Apparently, I am too, Jeremy. Yeah, so
we're going with two brackets, but let's discuss Selection Sunday.
Okay.
I don't even know where to start.
First of all, I know where to start. Why the hell is Texas A&M not in the tournament?
I agree 100%.
What? That had me
I'm
hot.
I'm with you on that.
That had me hot, though.
They're in the not-in tournament, a.k.a. the NIT, man.
That's so wet.
I texted Jay when they were playing
Tennessee.
They were playing early.
Were they playing us, huh?
Even before that, who they played before us.
Yeah.
They beat Florida, I know, first game,
Florida,
I think.
Yep. I texted Jay. I said, they're trying to make the tournament.
Yep, he did.
They played for their life, depending on it. They were dunking all over us, man.
Art did call that, though. That's true. He did.
I hate that. You make it to the championship game, and you don't get any love, and you put a team like Michigan, who's 17-14, and they're they're not even a play-in seed.
They're here.
They're gonna play Colorado State.
I also want to shine some light that this exact situation happened to the women's team 3 years ago. We made it to the championship game of the SEC tournament, and we got snubbed, and went to the NIT. I would just like to point that out.
Wow.
That's exactly what happened to us, too. So.
They put Tennessee women in.
So this is an SEC thing.
They put Tennessee women in because they had never missed an NCAA tournament because they didn't want to lose the streak.
That is
some bull crap. But, okay, go ahead.
Yep.
And also, it made Tennessee, I think, C was on track to be 4 seed now. Automatic 3 seed.
Really?
Automatic bid. Yep.
Screw that. That's so bad. That's so whack.
About that too.
Yeah.
I would about Tennessee getting put, the love to get up.
Put A&M in a 12 play-in game or something.
What?
You know what I mean?
Why not? Because the teams you're trying to put down here, like, that's in playing. Like, come on.
They better than Wyoming. I think
they better than Texas A&M CC. Like,
well,
but the way it's set up, they get the automatic bid for winning their conference, though.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. That's where you see these smaller teams benefit. I agree. Right. That sucks.
I really think they would have made some noise. I hate it. They were winning and they were playing so well. And so that's why I hate it, because I really feel like they could have made some noise.
They're really well coached.
Yeah, I'm a big Buzz fan.
Anytime going back, okay, we're going to get into this.
Not Lightyear, by the way, guys. He's meaning the Texas A&M coach. Buzz just wanted to clarify.
Buzz Williams.
Anytime we were starting to cut it close, timeout drew up something. They got a bucket every time.
Yeah. They probably called the halls on the timeout.
You feel me? They will do that. We will do that. I hate that so much.
They got to quit that, huh? They got to quit that.
Not time. Yeah. Call them after we win.
Then
hog it up after the W. Hogging it up midway, then they get on the AO run, and we looking stupid after we hogged it up. You feel me? So
yeah.
We got to relax a little bit. But, yeah, man, really well-coached team. Kind of sucks that they're not a part of this. But I don't know who's in the NIT, but they should walk right over.
I hope they do.
If they take it seriously. So, right. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
At that point, the NIT is very discouraging. I know my Coach A's last year, my second to last year as a manager, we went up and played Providence. It was literally who just wanted spring break. spring break worse, and they did.
Yeah.
We ended up beating them. Then we came back and went to Indiana and played a close game there. But, yeah, the NIT, it's a grind, especially if you're not hosting because you're going. We went literally from the tournament back home, washed everything, packed it right back up to Rhode Island, which that's a weird place.
Yeah. But
left Rhode Island. We were originally going to go from Rhode Island to Indiana.
Mm.
We came back, I believe, if any of my former manager buddies are watching, correct me in the comments or not, but we came back home for like a day and a half, 2 days, back to Indiana.
Had
we
would have
yes,
we
you did won. Do that because you came back because you guys asked me to help you with laundry because it was like such a
yeah,
literal
a
rush because you literally had like 12 hours
that's
to get
tough.
Everything done, repacked, and on a plane
Bro,
again.
That's
yeah,
tough.
Yeah.
It sucked. Went to Indiana. Came back. I believe we would have had to go one more stop, and then we would have been to Brooklyn for like the weekend, which would have been nice.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have had to travel much. NIT's a grind. It's mentally, it's like up there with, like, you really got to hoop. This is fun.
Yeah.
You get to go dancing, that's fun.
True.
Like, the energy is just so different when you're on the big stage. But, anyway.
Yeah, NIT is tough, man, because it's like you playing for almost being there.
Yeah, literally.
Right.
It's like, a participation trophy that nobody wants.
You know what I mean? It's like you see your friend get the trophy, but you get a ribbon. No, I want the trophy, though.
No, yeah, yeah.
Let me see what that feels like. You exactly. feel me? So, but, yeah, going back to that, Texas A&M, man, very solid team, very well-coached team.
Yep.
If they keep the team together, I don't know who's seniors and, you know, who's not. But
right.
They could make some noise.
Ethan Henderson had a big game against us, too. He didn't do a whole lot.
He was a role player, huh?
He's a role
Them
player.
Them intangibles.
And
we talk about
had,
that all the time.
He kind of had Arkansas.
Little scramble.
That game on little X'd off, you know.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Didn't do a whole lot, but just changed the game.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I
good
agree,
point.
Art. I definitely agree.
Ethan's a very smart player, yep. And I know he definitely remembers a lot of what Mus teaches, his teaching points, his plays, you know, certain things.
Coach is smart by throwing him in there, bro, because I don't think he played that much the game before.
No, he didn't.
You feel me? So it's he like, didn't. All right, I know. Like, he playing chess.
Yep, chess, not checkers.
Feel me? Right. Oh. That was smart.
Well, let's talk about our team. And another what the hell is, what the hell are we doing in the most loaded side of the bracket?
Man.
Talk to him, Art.
We got a bad draw, I think. I don't know. I think our side, for a little bit, we can get out of there, get to the Sweet 16, but we're going to face number one team in the country, or I guess number two team in the country, whatever. Number one team in the country for the most part, and Gonzaga.
Number one overall seed, too.
Clay, can you go through that side for us then?
Yeah, so let's talk about who Arkansas is in. We've got Gonzaga on that side. Memphis, a team that's been playing kind of hot, very rocky, shaky, very, very shaky at the first part of the season.
Very.
But a UConn team that I'm not super familiar with. Obviously, you got us. A Bama team that can beat you by the three or will get killed by themselves shooting out of the game. A Texas Tech team that defends extremely well.
Very well.
Very well.
Very well.
Very well.
With a new coach, by the way, you yep. know, like,
and hey, we all agreed on there. Everybody said very well.
They're, like,
very well.
Hey, they put people in chains for real.
They
like,
do.
It's
a lot of them.
And then you know, Michigan State obviously is those Hall of Fame coach. Davidson, a team that doesn't turn the ball over very much.
Not too.
And they have pretty okay guard play, I'll say, based on the stats that I saw. And then Duke.
Yep.
It's Coach K's
yep.
last year. Are you going to rig the tournament for Coach K?
Okay,
I
Clay,
don't know.
You can't. They gonna cancel
jeez,
us, Clay.
Jeez.
Clay trying to get us walk on his pod. No longer, Coach K for to take us
X.
out. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, funny story. X. Funny story. My first year as a manager.
Yeah.
We went to the tournament. It was awesome. We played. You good back there? First year as a manager, we played Coach, or we went to the tournament. It was Greenville, South Carolina. We played the eventual national champions in North Carolina. Whatever. Kind of got screwed that game.
Yep.
I won't get into that. Salt on the wounds. But, funny story, our locker room was right next to Duke's when Jason Tatum was there.
Mm.
So I did get to see a young JT. I didn't like fanboy or anything and do any video. I may have.
Don't
but
lie.
I don't
you
have
know
it on
you
my
did.
Phone.
You know
I don't
you
have
did.
It, I don't have it on my phone. So it's somewhere. Maybe
don't
it's in
lie.
The cloud.
maybe not.
But. We were all standing out there because it's Coach K. Like, this dude's won over 1,000 games in college basketball. So we're standing there outside and, you know, we're kind of paying attention to the Duke locker room. Like,
Word.
We're trying to hear, like, put us on some game. Like, free game. What's Coach K talking about?
Yep.
So we're standing out there waiting on our stuff because we just got done with shoot around and Duke was getting ready to go out. Coach K, I guess, either had a little vendetta from 94 or just didn't like a bunch of Arkansas kids standing out there. And he
What'd he say?
He was like, they got to move.
Mm.
Moved us locker rooms, bro.
Mm, that's power.
He got power like that.
He got the juice. Now, I'm, of course, accusing Coach K of saying that he did that. Now, the assistants may have been like, no, they got to go. But even then, like.
That was Coach K, though, for sure. Yeah, get them the hell out of here, man. What are they
doing?
That's
a cool story. That's like a Kobe story, you know what I mean? Like, we're standing out there, and Coach K is like,
nah.
They got to go. They got to go.
Not Arkansas.
We ain't doing this.
Not Arkansas.
Not Arkansas.
You can put Michigan State next to us or, you know, somebody that's been to the tournament. They ain't been in the tournament that
not
many
Arkansas.
Times. So, like, get them on down the road with, like, the 13 seed.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's crazy, bro. We were right there. Like, we would have had to literally go out the locker room, turn left, and be at the arena. We had to go, like, a half a mile down the stadium because they changed our
–
dude, it was
– That's tough. I ain't gonna lie. That's tough.
That's crazy.
Coach K do got that power, though.
I will say this,
though. Let's get to it, Clay. Let's get to it. We need to pick
this,
games.
Though. They lost in the second round to a South Carolina team that ended up making the Final Four.
They
with
did.
Sedaris Thornwell and all those guys.
Mm.
So maybe he got what he deserved. But as always, I love Coach K. I've always loved Duke. Everybody hates him because they win. I get it. But Duke's always been cool to me.
Yep.
Anyway. But, yeah, the very loaded side of the bracket that we're on is almost kind of it's – it's a travesty, I think. But we have the potential to beat every team there, providing the fact that our guards and JD and, you know, Audis, Chris, don't get into foul trouble at all. Like, we cannot afford, and Jay Will. I mean, he's not a guard, but, like, Jay Will's got to be able to rebound, block shots, take charges without getting in foul trouble.
For sure.
And the one thing that worries me the most is fatigue. We're not a super deep team.
Mm-mm.
You know, we play 8 or 9 guys.
I was going to say about 8, really.
We play 8 solid guys, playing one game, rest, another game, back home, travel time. Travel time cuts into that, too.
Man, right? That's tough.
Now we play another game, rest, another game, back home, another game, rest, another game, probably fly to where you go to the Final Four.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. I'm a little worried about it, fellas.
Okay.
But I think we got potential to even contest and really push Gonzaga to a certain point.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get out from it. I think Musk's not gonna let them. Oh, we're gonna bring the ball up the floor, you know, get it into the big cup. No, it's not gonna be that easy.
Okay.
I think we're gonna apply a little pressure to him.
So it sounds like everybody's on board with this. So
yep,
you're saying Gonzaga is gonna beat Georgia State.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. You're saying Memphis is going to beat Boise State.
I think Memphis beats Boise State in that.
Do you?
I do.
Laney.
I have Memphis beating Boise State.
Okay.
As well.
Comments. Let us know where we go wrong here.
Okay.
You're going UConn over New Mexico State.
The 12-5 games are always the ones that end up being the upset, usually.
Say.
And the 7-10 and obviously the 8-9. But I've heard a lot of good things about New Mexico State. I don't
so
think
you
went
New Mexico?
I went UConn.
Yep.
Just based off of, sure.
Yeah, same,
you know,
though.
Like, it's been hot lately, though. I will give them that.
Word.
They've been hot, but they did have a little shaky start. And, like, teams finding out who they are.
Yeah.
We were shaky.
Well, I'm going to shake the boat a bit, and I picked New Mexico State.
All right.
So,
okay.
We'll see.
I went UConn. That's not saying much, though. I haven't seen them a lot. I just saw 5 on there. I'm like, okay, come on.
Yeah. That's exactly.
You feel me? Come
I'm
on.
I'm going to put UConn based off of, sure.
Come on.
I mean?
Sheesh. And then, of course, Arkansas.
Now, here's the interesting thing. They're kind of saying Vermont's going to push us to the limit. They're going to say with the way that they shoot the 3 ball, they kind of play small ball. Obviously, their tallest guy's like 6'8". He's like, he's a little bit smaller than you. So,
I think we're fine.
I think we're fine, too.
I think we're going to apply the pressure. They're not going.
The issue is going to be this. Rotation defense and transition defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to run them off the line, which what does that mean? Your defense sinks in.
You got to.
Which means what's got to have you got to have.
You got to have help, and you got to help the helper.
And help the helper the helper. And help the helper the helper that's helping.
I'm going to be real. They ain't helping the helper. Like, nah, they'll help the helper, but after that, I don't know. Woo, that's going to be a tough
one. But we do that. Transition defense, rotations, run them off the line.
At that point, though, if we start moving like that.
I see a lot of switches, though.
Yeah? We could. They can switch everything.
1 through 5. And Musk will switch 1 through 5, I think.
That's a good point, R.
I don't know how Jay Will would do, but
If we start moving like that, then we moving like Tech at that point.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what they do. Like everything, they on a string with that.
25, 6, 6 up, switching everything out.
Switching it.
Yep.
And we sitting down.
Yep.
That's
got
different.
To.
Okay.
Got to.
Okay. So, all right. So, Arkansas and the Zags is what it's looking like.
I think we get past UConn too.
I do too.
And then Arkansas and the Zags, which this will give us a really good chance to see Jay Will versus Drew Timmy.
Yeah, right. and Connor versus Chet.
You think they're gonna play Connor?
Don't do that.
No, they not.
I'm not even showing anybody else right now. I'm just showing
them. Look at like. Boy, they hot. They hot at me for saying that. Hey, I'm throwing Connor on Chet workout. Not really, but it makes for nice headlines.
It does.
273s?
Yeah.
That's tough.
That is crazy.
But he won't play, though. Probably not.
Nah, he won't play.
But on this bracket here, I did take Arkansas. I'm being real. I took Arkansas over Gonzaga. Yep.
Me too.
What'd you do? You went Zags?
If we're doing perfect, I'm going to go through Zags. But if we win, you know, hometown love, I'm going to go Arkansas.
That's cool. We got two brackets.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though, too. Let's think about it from this perspective. You play Vermont, you win. Okay, cool. You play the winner of Connecticut and New Mexico State. You win that. Cool. You got a whole week to prep.
That's true.
Okay.
You go back home. That's right. Well, you got about 2-3 days. And then
Mush can do some damage in prepping for 2 or 3 days.
I agree.
So.
The Zags have a lot of time to prep on us. But the thing is, Arkansas is set up for the upset because there's going to be that one guy that does one thing that makes it. The Cinderella story.
Right.
You know, Audis hits 6 threes.
Yeah.
Which Stanley normally is a 3-point shooter.
Which I don't mean to cut you off. Worried that a team like Gonzaga may zone us.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough.
Because there's a difference between teams that play hard and teams that play hard and play smart.
Right. Yeah.
And they got that. They can do both.
Yep. Right.
You feel me?
Yeah, I agree.
So they could throw a zone and we like, ah, crap.
Now that 1-3-1 that threw us, I think Auburn maybe.
Yeah.
Was it Auburn?
Yeah. Yeah.
They brought it back
quick. They were in and out of it, but
yep,
that hurt. Right. I ain't going to lie.
Bad. It was a different look.
You know what I mean? Not saying that the other teams won't do that, but I'm just saying in regards to, you know, the Zags and Arkansas.
As much as we talk about their bigs, though, Zags guards are
solid.
Solid.
Nembhard is.
He is.
The first one that comes to mind just because he was in the SEC at Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one.
He is.
I will say, though, they have more to lose than we do. So I feel like we'll naturally, if we do get to that point, I feel like we'll naturally go into that game playing more loose just because they're the number one overall seed.
Yeah.
And, like, we're a 4 seed. Okay, cool. Like,
yeah.
And so I feel like we'll play more loose going into that game if that game happens. And I think that always plays out to our benefit. But I don't know.
Here's the thing. No matter what, from opening weekend on opening week Thursday to whenever, we cannot start slow.
No.
Vermont will blow us out the gym. And it ain't just Arkansas.
Right.
Anybody in this tournament, look at what happened to Virginia 4 years ago. UMBC got them on out of there.
Yep.
Right.
You got to come out the gate.
Yes, you have
you
to.
Got
you
to.
You got to throw the first punch.
For sure. Like, yep.
Like in my experience in JUCO basketball, just college basketball, and first you got to throw. The first 5 minutes of the game are the most important.
That's a great point because
it
I watch y'all game.
Set the tone. Yep. The tone and,
y'all was playing catch up. Y'all
right,
started
right,
turning up.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And it's hard to do, especially when you're playing a neutral site that you don't.
Yeah.
You don't. Mm-hmm. Playing every day.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
you
a good
don't
point.
Have any fans either, so all the momentum is.
It's on you.
It's on you.
It's the guy next to you.
The first 5 minutes of the game.
Damn. That's a great.
That's
point.
True. And probably arguably the first 5 minutes of the second half.
Yeah.
Second half,
yeah.
Too.
You go in, think about it, you go in up, that's the worst thing for you in a tournament. You got to go in down. You can't be down big, but you got to go in down like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Because then you know, like, all right, you got work to do versus like, all right, we up 3, like we got a little bit of a cushion. We just got to build the lead.
Right.
No. It's 0-0.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, I like
so
that.
So for girls basketball, it's different because they play quarters. But Coach Neighbors would always say we would have to win the first and third quarter. We would always have to win the first and third quarter. And if we won the first and third quarter, meaning on the boards, meaning points, meaning all of that, like foul count, all of that. If we won the first and third quarters, then we would win the game. That's what he always has said. And it always reigns true because it's so true. If you start slow, then you have to play catch up. But if you start fast in the first half and the second half, then you're usually golden. So,
yep, that's true. All right, so we've labored on our favorite team enough. Let's move down to this interesting 6-11 matchup. You had an interesting, I think both of you, maybe all three of you had an interesting take. You think Bama over Rutgers, but you're unsure about Bama over Notre Dame. Is that correct?
I think that's Jay's. That's Jay's.
You're flipped.
I'm flipped.
Lainey, did you pick Bama or did you have
I picked Bama regardless.
Okay, so Lainey and I are on the same page.
Yep. I'm thinking Bama is okay against Rutgers, but against Notre Dame, I think I'm taking
Indy. Okay. What about you, Art?
I'm taking Bama over Notre Dame if Notre Dame beats Rutgers, which I don't think will happen. I think Rutgers is going to win both games.
Okay.
Rutgers has Ron Harper Jr. I mean, he's probably going to get drafted this year somewhere in the lottery pick.
Okay. Well, he'd like that then.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
I don't know about it.
He's hit a couple game winners this year, too. He's also hit one from like half court.
Oh, good for him.
No, he has clutch gene in him.
Okay.
All right.
What makes Rutgers different is the guard outside of Ron Harper Jr. I don't know his name, but we got the defense player over there in the Big Ten. And the Big Ten's been the best basketball conference for, I want to say, maybe.
Chill out.
Last two, 3 years.
Chill out.
You don't think so?
They've had the most teams in the
you going SEC, huh? SEC kind of crazy.
They got the most teams in the tournament the past 2-3 years.
How many of them won a champ?
But can we just true, talked about we just talked about bids. How A&M got robbed. So
they do be hoeing SEC a little bit,
They do.
What we get in six, seven, something like that? Six, 17?
Six, I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Rutgers.
So you think Rutgers wins both? Okay, I'm not mad at that. I'm honestly so confident that Texas Tech is going to beat Montana State. I don't think we need to talk about that.
1,000%.
The interesting one here is Davidson over Michigan State. I take Davidson.
I listen to you on that.
I'm all ears on this one.
I did a little bit of research. There's one kid on Davidson's roster. He's got a lot of assists and like 50 turnovers. Like he's got triple digit assists with only like 50 turnovers.
That's crazy.
They average I think around 9 or 10 turnovers per game, which means they take care of the ball very well.
Yeah.
Scoring wise, I don't know. Like offensively, I think offense comes and goes. Taking care of the ball in defense is what you have to do to win games, especially in this tournament. Right. So, just based off of that, I did look a little bit at Michigan State, but they've been kind of wishy-washy. They're one of the teams that's been kind of wishy-washy. They've been up, they've been
I do
down,
know that.
Been up, and they've been down. So, I think Davidson has a real shot at, I guess, technically pulling the upset, even though 10-7s are known for being more of the upset game, too. Right. I'm taking Davidson.
What about Izzo?
I support Izzo.
He might have something up the bat, up the sleeve, up the bag.
They might pull something. He might pull a trick out of the hat, rabbit out of the hat, whatever. But, like, I don't know. I'm thinking Davidson.
Michigan State has me shaken.
I took Davidson. But I was unsure. I was uncertain. I was just kind of listening to you on that one. Be real.
Okay, well, if you get it wrong on the bracket, it's my fault.
No, I took Michigan State because of Izzo. I always think Izzo is a tournament-time coach.
He is that, though.
And so I picked Michigan State.
All right, Duke, Cal State, Fullerton. Do we need to talk about that?
Nope.
I hope not.
Duke,
that's going to suck.
Take care of that one, okay?
Is it going to be Lehigh all over again?
I hope not. That sucks.
And got CJ.
Yeah, that's true. So, all right, do we want to go down one or over?
We can go.
Your call, Art.
We can go down.
Straight down? Okay, down. So Baylor, Norfolk State. I ain't worried about that one.
Baylor,
easily. North Carolina, Marquette. I'm interested in that one.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about it.
I think I'm going to take Marquette.
I took Marquette as well.
On this bracket, I have UNC. I think I did UNC, sure.
Yeah.
Type. That was my motto. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
UNC.
I took Marquette.
What about you, Lainey?
Marquette. I love Shaka Smart.
So you
I
took
love
UNC.
Shaka Smart.
I took UNC.
Okay,
we split.
Okay.
I think UNC found out who they are.
They did beat Duke.
They got a big-time big man in Armando Bacot.
And then Brady Mannix over there from Oklahoma. Yeah.
They also got that guard.
He's
tough.
He's solid.
He's starting to put it together.
Okay. I ain't mad at
that.
They
beat Duke, right?
Yeah, I think so. They beat Duke on coach.
Right.
That's the last game.
Tough.
At home.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's a toss-up.
I think they find out who they are.
That's why it's an 8-9 game. Yeah. You really don't know. It's like, it could go either way. Okay, let's look down here. St. Mary's a 5-seed. Very interesting situation here. Now, this game, Wyoming and Indiana, happens on Tuesday. So the winner of that game obviously will already be known by the time this is out. But I'm thinking if Wyoming wins that game, St. Mary's beats Wyoming. If Indiana beats Wyoming, I think Indiana beats St. Mary's.
Same. Okay. It's perfect. Okay. That's me.
I'm taking.
I took Indiana all the way either way.
Okay, Indiana's like, just going to win.
Yeah, I took Indiana winning the play-in and then Indiana winning the first round.
Okay. St. Mary's did beat Gonzaga.
They did. This year. They did. So, but against AP top 25, they're 1-3. Right. They lost to Gonzaga.
Who you go with?
But I'm going with whoever the 12 seed is, whoever wins that match.
Okay. Okay. All right. I don't
okay,
mind.
Okay. So
like
we getting St. Mary's out of there.
Yep.
That's what it's looking like.
So okay. Okay. Next game. Don't really need to talk about it too much. But we're talking about a team in UCLA that was the last four in. They made it to the final four. Now they're a four seed.
Yeah.
Johnny Juzang. What's his name? Jaime Jaquez. Whatever his name. Okay. Whatever his name is. They've been hooping. They've played well. I'm not too worried about it. I think UCLA handles business here.
What you think?
You were about to say something.
I think they handle the business this first round, but I don't trust in UCLA at all.
Okay.
Juzang's been hurt a little bit throughout the season, so.
Okay, so he's been on the AD. He's been street clothes.
He's been street clothes.
Okay.
Yeah. I took UCLA as well. I also took them to beat.
That round of 32 game.
Yep. But we can get there. Okay. Yeah, that's me. Lainey?
I took UCLA as well.
Okay. Here's an interesting matchup. The 6-11 here.
If
you watch Virginia Tech and the way they play Duke in the ACC championship,
yep.
If they play like that, I think they beat Texas.
Agreed.
Hmm.
Texas is very long and athletic, though.
Yep. I have Virginia Tech winning. I have Virginia Tech winning because of the way that they played. That title game, that was wild. They played so well, and I think they'll build off of that momentum, and I think, yeah.
Fluky, though?
I don't know.
It might be, because I just don't trust it.
I think they were kind of the A&M situation, except they won. They may have played a little.
I see.
They may have.
At the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Who you go with?
I'm going with still going with Texas. I think Texas.
Okay. Yeah,
they're super long and athletic, bro.
This was a tricky one for me. I went Virginia Tech, but on my next bracket, I probably will go Texas.
I took Virginia Tech on this one and took Texas on the next one, too. So, and then, obviously, you're co-signing Buddy from Purdue, like, a lot. The big dude.
7-4.
Yeah. Man's unstoppable.
All right.
Ivy's probably the best player in college basketball, I think. From just on paper, if you look at Jaden Ivey.
Hey, you ain't got to try to explain yourself. This is what you think. They'll talk about it in the comments. They're going to talk about it either way. It don't matter.
You can tell by
what's his numbers?
Physical body and speed. I don't know his numbers, but.
He be moving, though.
He's moving.
Okay.
So he moves a lot different than our 7-4 guy?
Quit. Next. Next game.
All right. Murray State in San Francisco. I took Murray State based off of we got a former Hog over there playing Justice Hill.
True.
Over there. They're 30-2. I don't know who they've played, but 30-2 is nothing to just be like, okay, that's cool. Right. You know what I mean? You can't be like, 30-2 is definitely something to.
I took Murray State as well.
Yeah.
Yep, I took Murray.
All right, and then Kentucky versus St. Peter's. Yeah.
Kentucky. Yep.
I'm just kidding. I took Kentucky.
I was about to say. Okay, do we want to slide? We want to slide to the right or go up top or crisscross? See what I did there? No. To the right. All right, cool. Kansas, I ain't worried about them. San Diego State and Creighton. I don't know. These 8-9 games are so hard.
San Diego State.
That's who I pick.
Yeah, same.
I picked Creighton.
You took Creighton.
I picked Creighton.
Based off of Doug McDermott or what?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I just picked Creighton because I wanted to pick another upset, being completely honest with you, because I always feel like there's a few in the first round that kind of sneak up on you, and I feel like 8-9 games are always kind of a toss-up.
I hate 8-9 games.
Me too.
I picked Creighton because of,
there's a few upsets that are happening in the Midwest.
All right, well, let's get to it then. Let's move to the next one, Iowa and Richmond. Is that your upset?
No, I think Iowa's going to take that one.
Okay, Jay, who you pick?
I went Iowa as well.
I took Iowa. Lainey?
Iowa.
All right. Providence and South Dakota State. This is an interesting one. A lot of people say South Dakota State averages like 87 points a game.
See.
But Jalen told us.
That's what I'm saying. So,
but.
He also told us.
He also told us that Katie Johnson was like that, and he went 0-for-14 in a tournament game.
Jalen,
how credible are you?
Love you, bro. Love you, bro. You said Providence is going to sit down and lock up. I took your word for it.
I did too.
I picked Providence.
Or what you saying though?
If my bracket, if I don't get a chance to win $1 million because Providence didn't sit down and lock up, it's on you, bro.
So live.
That's all I'm saying.
I also went South Dakota State because I don't think they're going to sit down and lock up. I think they are going to.
Providence ain't like that, Laney.
I think they're going to stand up and walk out and get beat. That's what I personally think. So we'll see though. We'll see. We'll see.
Pretty well.
See, I haven't seen a lot of them. I have seen Providence maybe once
or twice. They can score. South Dakota State can score.
Yeah, I always say, like, in November, I'm like, man, I need to watch these games because March is going to come around. Me too, and I never do it.
Me too.
Because it's like, man, I ain't watching South Dakota State.
Can't.
They must play in Gonzaga right now. Facts. I'm not watching them.
Right. Facts.
Okay, let's move down to the next one, the 6-11 game. LSU, if you don't know, fired their coach, Will Wade. FBI investigation, they received more information. They decided to get him on out of there. They play a pretty good team in Iowa State.
Yeah.
I took Iowa State here on the upset. I take Iowa State on the upset.
I took Iowa State as well.
I put Iowa State down here.
I think, and I have LSU on this bracket, but in my actual one that I have a lot of stock in, I took Iowa State. Based on the fact that this, we beat LSU 3 times this year. Not saying that just because we beat them 3 times, but in the first game that we played them, they went scoreless for 5 minutes in the last 5 minutes of the game. So, they don't have a lot of guys that can shoot the ball well. They're athletic. Xavier Pinson is a good guard for them. And I'm a big fan of 21 Savage. Eric Gaines is pretty good, too.
He is tough, huh?
Like, he got a little swag to him.
He do.
I don't know what it is.
The fact that you casually just called him 21 Savage. No, that's perfect. And nobody said Clay.
It's
everybody
21 Savage or Nardo
it.
To me. Like, either one.
21. 22. Yeah, 22. That's perfect.
That's 22 Savage.
Yeah, yeah. He in LSU. Man, rapping out there. No, I like that one, though. That's a good call.
That's
I think
a lot
I'm
of
going.
Adversity for a team, dude.
No, it is. I think I'm like you. I think I will do a bracket that has them winning just because it's like we know what they're capable of, but they got a lot going on. It's like the Lakers. Right. We know what y'all can do.
Yeah.
But all this outside stuff kind of affects.
That's so convenient that they're the same colors, too.
That's true.
That's
you see,
so
you feel
convenient.
Me,
That's
go.
So convenient.
There you go.
All right. And then so Wisconsin and toothpaste. I'm taking Wisconsin.
I'm going to take Wisconsin, too. First
time. I did, but for some reason, I'm kind of uncertain.
Y'all really?
Johnny Davis, without player of the year, Big Ten player of the year. Johnny Davis, first 2 rounds. Or so.
Wisconsin is?
Which is, that can be kind of misleading, too, because 2 rounds is 1 weekend. You play Thursday, that's round 1. Saturday's round 2.
That's true.
That's a big loss.
Well guarded, I would say.
Something about Wisconsin I'm not feeling.
Ain't liking it.
I don't know what it is. I feel like they're a little too high.
Yeah, I ain't big on them either. I'm not bullish.
3-14 is just like
That's a lot of separation.
For sure. So I gotta go Wisconsin, but I do wanna point it out there that I am uncertain. That's all I wanna do. So I took Wisconsin as well.
Okay. Next one, 7-10 game. I'm taking Miami over
USC. Miami.
I don't know much about USC other than the Mobley brothers still there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's it. That's all I know about.
He's leaving this year, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Yep.
I took USC as well, Art.
Okay. All right. Last game, Auburn. Should they be a 2 seed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Think so?
Yeah, they earned it.
They lost in the first round of the SEC tournament. Yes. For somebody who has been so good.
No. I'm saying do you move them down to like a 3?
Oh, no. I think they deserve a 2.
They're a 2?
I do think they deserve a 2.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to be a 1. They don't deserve to be a 1. They lost like 7 games.
Yeah,
we beat them first, though.
True. We show teams how to beat them.
Yeah, exactly.
For real. But, yeah.
Okay.
I went Auburn.
All right, now let's slide up here to the top here. The Arizona Wildcats, I think they take control of Wright State or Bryant. That's TCU, a team that Laney has been co-signing since probably later end of the Big 12 season.
Yeah.
They made a little noise in the tournament. No, they didn't. But they beat somebody either before or during the Big 12 tournament.
So they swept Texas Tech. They beat Texas. They beat Baylor once.
That's a big resume right now.
No, it is.
They beat Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And then there
Oklahoma's
was
in the
yeah.
NIT right
but
now.
Yeah, I think they're gonna win at least one game. I think they're not horrible. I've watched them play. No,
I think
they're
TCU,
not horrible.
I think TCU gets
yeah, I did too. I picked TCU over them.
I went TCU.
Now, another 12-5 upset that people are saying.
I ain't going for that one.
I ain't either. But I wrote like it down on this bracket because I don't care. Yeah. Because in case y'all saw it, you'd copy me. That's fine. You're going to lose. But, yeah, I think Reggie and the fake Reggie get him out of
there. Me too. Me too. Yeah, yeah. That fake Reggie, Chris Middleton build. Yeah, I think he going to hoop.
I think Fabian will play very well as well. The only thing that scares me about Houston is they're down. I think Marcus Sasser's still out. And then one other pretty big role player. And they play very sloppy.
They do get sloppy.
They do.
They're very streaky, but they're very sloppy. They shoot a lot. I don't think they make a lot. I think they shoot it and go get it.
Yeah.
That offense works.
That's true.
Right.
That's a great.
It doesn't work in tournament time, though.
Clay know what he's talking about, man. That's show what they do, though. That's a great point.
It's like, I don't want to name drop him on the show. He may watch. All right, so let's go down. Let's move down here. Illinois versus Chattanooga. I'm confident in Illinois for this one. You got to stay away from the Cockburn.
Oh, yeah. Get them out of there. Houston will beat them, I think.
You think so? I think Illinois makes it to the round of 32 and got the house up on out of there. Okay, so confident Illinois. Everybody took Illinois?
Yeah.
Okay. Colorado State and Michigan. I don't know why Michigan's in this tournament. Juwan Howard and his players were leaning people. They were leaning Wisconsin. Wisconsin beat them.
Oh, yeah, true.
So
that's true.
But they're 17-14. They're an 11 seed. Texas A&M should have been in their spot. That's all I'm going to say there. I took Colorado State.
I took Michigan.
I took Michigan as well.
I'm going to take Michigan.
Okay, well, I'm the lone wolf there.
Colorado State is good.
They're a very solid team. I think they've got decent guard play. And here's another team in the next game that I think can go pretty deep.
That's what I said too.
Tennessee versus Longwood. I think the Volunteers have a potential opportunity to get all the way to the Final Four.
Yep, I put them there.
I did too.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler
alert. I'm with Jeremy on that one.
What about you, Art?
I think they get knocked out. Elite Eight.
Okay, I was about to say by Longwood. No.
Arizona.
Okay, here, and then another 7-10 game I'm very unsure of. Obviously, you got Loyola Chicago, the Fighting Sister Jeans, versus the Ohio State Buckeyes.
We know who Laney went with.
Sister Jean!
So, Laney going with Sister Jean here. I'm not sure. I really don't know. I picked Ohio State in this bracket, and then my other one I picked Loyola Chicago.
I'm going to go Ohio State.
I went Ohio State too, but it wasn't easy.
No, it's a tough out for sure. All right, so last one, obviously Villanova and Delaware. Villanova, I think, is gonna.
I went Nova.
Okay, so we don't have to get into the round of 32 and get back into that because it's all gonna be speculation. We could be wrong when, like, by the time the tournament comes around. Let's talk about some teams that we think have a potential to go further that maybe are getting kind of slept on. We talked about Tennessee. You said they could get potential to the Final Four. I think they're Elite Eight or bust.
Okay.
Based off of the way that they've played very consistent as of late. We played them at home, beat them, I think by like, it was single digits for sure. Did that game go into overtime? I don't remember.
When we beat them here. I think we beat them in regulation, but it was close.
It was very close. Okay. So anyway, but then they dogged us at their place.
Got us out of there.
We did fight back. And we didn't have Audis Tony.
True.
At the five-minute mark, we laid down, though. We quit at the five-minute mark. I'll say that for sure. But I think with the miniature Luka Doncic over there, Josiah Jordan James is a very good player. They're big guys, Plosic, and then why can I never remember the other
Fulkerson.
White dude? Fulkerson. Yeah. John Fulkerson. I think you got a good, solid squad there. Kennedy Chandler, which I said he was going to be very small to play in the SEC.
Going crazy.
He's grown up a lot mentally, physically, and as a player. Hit it, yes. He does a very good job of running the offense. And then Lil Bow Wow, his backup, is really good, too.
Lil Bow Wow, for sure.
Ziegler or whatever his name is.
He be hooping. He does.
And so I think, man, with those like seven people and the way Rick Barnes rotates him in and out, Vescovi, whatever you want to call him, very good, smart player. Doesn't get in a lot of foul trouble. Doesn't turn the ball over a lot. Shoots it well from three.
Yeah.
Very good read off the pick and roll. Like,
success.
I think you got a decent setup.
I do too. Yep.
So that's my sleeper to get into. I know they're a three seed, but that's my sleeper to get kind of deep into the tournament and make a run here.
I said that too.
Anybody else got any, like, out? You probably got some outlandish ones that you think.
Let me hear your Final Four, Art.
My Final Four is Gonzaga, Purdue, Kansas.
I ain't mad at that.
I'm not either.
Here's the thing. I bet all of us have a Final Four that contains like ones, twos, and threes,
right,
and there's going to be one like 8 or 11 seed that's going to get there.
That's going to suck.
Oh, I know. It's going to be
everything off.
Dude, it's going to be like who was it that year? Was it did VCU get to the Final Four with Shaka a long time ago?
VCU made it to the Elite Eight.
I do kind of remember that.
Kinda. They got beat, though, at the Elite Eight.
There was somebody, like was that. It somebody last year that was like the 11 seed? That?
Well, ORU.
Oh, yeah.
That's ORU. Joe did. Yeah, Smith, we played and, ORU.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks, Devo. Appreciate you. For. Yeah, ORU was very one that I did not
see. Yeah, ORU was like, oh, we're playing ORU in the, yeah, like that was what was wild.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so who's your Final Four, Jay?
I got Tech, Tennessee, Baylor, and Kansas. I'm a little torn on that Baylor joint, though. I'm a little torn on that Baylor side just because UCLA. And then I was talking to Art, and he made some really good points about Purdue. But on this bracket, Tech, Tennessee, Baylor, Kansas.
Okay. Laney?
No, you go.
All right. Mine's pretty much all freaking ones and two seeds. I got Duke. Coach K's,
it's the finale.
Candlelight vigil. That's a Tech on you.
Yeah.
Duke shoots. You know, whatever. I took Arizona over Tennessee on this one. I'm leaning more towards Tennessee over Arizona in all actuality. I got Kentucky down there, though.
Yeah.
I think there's somebody, dude, I know dude is 7-4, but Oscar Tshiebwe has averaged like 18, 19, 20 points and like 15 rebounds all year.
Yeah.
SEC player of the year. He stole it from JD. He didn't deserve it over JD, in my opinion.
Stole it. Agreed.
But,
agreed.
I think,
but again, we're always going to be a little biased.
That's
for sure.
That's a potential matchup that you'll see in the Sweet 16, Purdue versus Kentucky. That's going to be a good game.
Yeah,
I think your guard play of Savir, Ty, you can't lose Kellen Grady. If you let him see the rim, it's usually going to go in.
Yep.
You've got your intangible guys, your glue guys. I think with that solid like five though, Savir, Ty, Oscar, Kellen Grady, and then there's another dude that I've blanking on right now. I think they have a shot to make the Final Four. Coach Cal has signed a lifetime deal. He's won one championship since he's been in Kentucky. I don't think he gets it done either, but I have him in the Final Four.
Gotcha.
And then my last one is Auburn.
Okay.
Oh, you went Auburn over Kansas?
Yeah. In this one. Here's the thing. Auburn is set up to go very deep or stay in the shallow end. With KD going over 14 and Wendell Green making some of the questionable decisions he's made as of late. At Florida, against us,
shooting from 80 feet
out.
Appreciate you on that one.
Like,
good shot.
Let's clap it up for that. Let's clap it up.
Woo! Yeah. I was nervous as hell.
Woo!
Yep.
And also on Bruce Pearl for not drawing up the final play for Jabari Smith.
Let's clap that one up.
But
we'll take it.
I think that like dynamic, like from that standpoint, you've got Walker Kessler, who's a problem.
True.
You got...
He's going to challenge everything.
Wendell Green, who's streaky, but when he's on, he's on.
Yep.
We saw in the A&M game, A&M was up like 15. He hit like 4 threes back-to-back-to-back, brought it within 3.
Yep.
Obviously, Jabari Smith, Al Flanagan is a good glue guy over there. They've got number 35, dude with the bounce. Cambridge, I think is his name. I can't remember off the top of my head. If everybody plays well, they can go far. If Jabari is struggling, Wendell Green's turning the ball over, and KD's over 14, they could lose to Miami in the second round.
True.
Right.
Or USC, whoever.
I would love to see them play Kansas, bro.
I think it would be good.
That would be great.
I
took Kansas, too. Yeah,
this paper bracket, I have Auburn going in the Final Four. Probably won't happen. I got the other one here, though.
Gotcha. So.
Laney, who's your Final Four?
Okay, my Final Four.
Okay.
I've got Tennessee, Kansas, UCLA, and Arkansas.
Okay.
So we'll see.
The crazy part is, as crazy as March Madness is, her Final Four is probably closer to being accurate.
When she said it, I'm like, dang, that sound nice. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that don't sound too bad. So you feel me?
What I always remind myself is like what I actually think will probably happen. Like when I'm picking the teams that I think are going to win. What I always remind myself of is like what I actually think is going to happen is probably not going to happen. And so there's a few games that I'm like, that's probably not going to happen. Then I just kind of mix it up in there. But anyways.
That's what's up.
I might be completely wrong. So who knows? We'll just have to see. But
I think that that sounds good though, Lenny. I like it.
All right. Well, we talked about pretty much everything. You don't have any like crazies. You don't have a 12 seed going to like the Final Four, do you?
Nope.
Okay. Okay.
I think we all kind of
within
that same realm, but
we're all close.
We'll see.
If you guys filled out the bracket with us, cool. If you didn't, cool. Hopefully you win.
Good luck.
It would suck. I mean, it'd be cool, like, we get to keep 250, but we really want to give it to you guys and reward you guys because you guys have supported us, even through our long hiatuses and coming back.
For sure.
You guys are showing a lot of love to our shorts that we're posting, which is great. And you're even messing with the TikToks a little bit, too, which is nice. So, yeah, follow us on TikTok. But, yeah. So, with that being said, please enter the I'll post the link in the description. Please enter the bracket challenge. It's free. It's a free shot at $250 cash.
Two brackets?
You get two brackets. You got to have them locked in. I'm going to try to get this video out by tomorrow morning. You got to have them locked in by Thursday morning.
Like, send me the link, too, because I'm going to go ahead and win this $250 and just...
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I'll send you the
email. I'm going to go ahead and take that off your hands, Jeremy. You don't have to worry about it. So.
Aren't you in?
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
And he ain't going to win.
Okay, so yes, of the four of us, yes, who's going to have the better bracket?
Laney got UCLA going pretty deep, so I don't think she's going to win.
She don't think so?
No, you can't trust UCLA.
Okay.
You could trust them last year, Art.
Yeah, you could. That's last year.
I don't know. It can go. It's so wide open. It's tough for me to say. Honestly,
it ain't like last year. It's not. Like Baylor's gonna win.
Right. Yeah. I already knew that. I could tell. But this year, I'm like, man, I don't know. I like Tech though. I really do.
Too.
They can make some noise.
Too.
I like Tech.
They defend the ball really well.
All the one seeds, who y'all think has the highest chance of getting to the
league? Probably
Kansas.
Yeah. I would say either Kansas or Gonzaga.
So that's why I think the promising pick is Kansas.
Yeah, I'm thinking Kansas, too. Yep.
They're set up.
It's looking Kansas. Real light on that
What's
side.
What's his name? Abaji?
Oche Abaji?
Yep.
That dunk was crazy.
Man. He looking all right on that side.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah. I hate that we were in such a loaded bracket. If we make it out, we make it out. That says a lot about our team. We're a very tough team.
It's an even better story to tell.
It's a Cinderella story. That's true. It is March.
Okay.
All right. So with that being said, you guys let us know your picks. Obviously, if you're in the bracket challenge, once the brackets get locked in, we'll see everybody's choices. And hopefully y'all win. When y'all win, I mean, if we win, it's kind of cool, but we may still give it away.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah. So with that being said, anything you got?
Yeah, I'm good.
Laney.
Good.
Send us home.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
We appreciate you guys tuning in. And until next time, GG.